There's no doubt. Completely different time.
There is no question. Hey, Pat, I do want to mention too, Coach, I want to get you on the record. We are going to play golf in 2014 with Bradley.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay, it's on the record.
Let's do it.
Hey, Pat, we don't get a chance to get one coach, let alone two on together very often, but I do want to bring Coach Sam Weaver in from over at Philander Smith. He's his own favorite, and he's an old Iowa State guy. So Coach Weaver's my guy. You know that.
Yeah.
Coach, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Coach, what's
Everything's
going on?
Great.
Good, good.
Coach Weaver,
how's everything? You guys getting ready to go, huh?
We're getting ready to go. Good talking to you, Coach.
Good. We were just in New Orleans last week in our conference tournament. We lost in the finals down there to Talladega College. We were over at Xavier. We practiced over at the Riverfront Arena where you guys are getting ready to play. They kept telling us you guys were coming in. So good luck to the Trojans. We'll be paying attention to it.
Hey, appreciate it. Good year to you guys.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I was calling you guys to tell you everybody's worried about getting to the national tournament. One team in Arkansas has already qualified for the national tournament. So
who's that, Coach?
I think this team called the Philander Smith Panthers, man.
We've actually got two teams that are in. I think Harding's also qualified from the GAC as well. They won their conference tournament
they
as well.
Sure but, they sure
congratulations.
Did.
So where's the conference tournament this year, or the national tournament this year, Coach?
It's always in Kansas City. The NAIA national tournament's always in Kansas City. So this is our second year in a row, and we're pretty excited about getting another chance to go back. So,
man, that's a heck of a deal, Coach. Congratulations.
Well, thank you,
guys. Hey, when do y'all leave?
We leave Monday morning. You know, the NAIA tournament's a little bit unique. We won't play until 10:30 at night. Let's see, what is the date on it? I think we play either Wednesday or Thursday. We won't play until 10:30 at night. We play the last game on the bracket on that night. So it'll be fun, though. Our guys are looking forward to it.
Oh, that's great. Who do y'all play?
We play William Carey College out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's our first round game. So they're a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, good luck. Get you some wins.
Well, we're going to try to. We don't want to go and come home first night again, so like we did last year. Hopefully, having been up there last year, getting another chance to go back, we look forward to going up and try to win some games and stick around for a little bit.
Well, normally I would say experience pays off, but Shields has been on this show before, and he came back today, so you can never count on him, I guess. Coach, be safe, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again. Hey, let us know what's going on, and we'll try to keep up with the back here as well.
We'll certainly do it. If you want
to call in and keep us up, we'd love to hear from you.
We'll certainly do it. Okay, good luck to you tonight, Steve. We'll be listening. Hope you guys do well, all right?
Hey, thanks, Sam. Good luck next week.
All right, then. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, later, Coach. And, Coach Weaver was an assistant at Iowa State when I was in school.
Really?
Oh, I remember back. He was with Tim Floyd.
Yeah, I think he coached – he may have been an assistant on one of Hoiberg's teams or a couple of Hoiberg's teams.
So he was there that long?
What a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
He knows my guy Joe Firmino.
He's been around now. Coach Weaver's been a lot of different joints. He's a heck of a coach and a good guy.
He's a lot like Charles Cunningham on our staff. Mm. Been a great experience.
Tall and good-looking.
Tall, good looking, great experiences, heck of a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, great, great guy. They're very good friends, and I've gotten to know Sam a little bit more through Charles.
He's a great guy. Great guy to be around. You're a great guy to be around too, Shields. I appreciate you making time for us. Pat, it's weird. I show up at the hotel last night to park after getting a post game after the UALR women's win. And here comes, I see Neighbor and some of the players, and here comes Shields, and I'm like, so we got UALR and ASU and Western and all the media staying at the same hotel out in Metairie. And you said it's just totally random. It's by seating, right?
Yeah. The league office does it by seating.
I think they want to see you and the ASU guys kind of rub shoulders before your game in a couple of days here. Speaking of hotels,
and guess who is on my right? And I'm on the 20th floor.
Listen to this.
The right room is all South Carolina cheerleaders. The left, next room on my left, all South Carolina dance team members. So
next to Bradley.
And who's across the hall?
The band. But no big deal. No big deal. It's the band.
The whole band is across the hall.
If you don't hear.
Pat's luck, he's going to be. Hey, I was up all night. The tuba guy wouldn't shut up.
If you don't hear from me until Monday, you know what happened.
Hey, Bradley, no wonder you couldn't find that 12 o'clock game. No wonder you didn't know earlier.
If I were you, I would call in sick if you haven't already, or I would pretend and fake an illness or an injury at work today. You got Arkansas at 2:30, and then you got UALR at 6 o'clock. I do want to mention, too, that UALR is on our sister station 106.7 tonight. Ray Tucker, will have the call. I'm telling you, Tucker, I don't know if you saw him a couple days ago, Pat. He's got this UALR sweatsuit outfit, so he's got the jacket and the pants that match. He looks like, with that white hair of his, he reminds me of Al Davis. I mean, the dude is rolling around in the sweatsuit.
He finally got his sweatsuit. I mean, he's been asking for one of those for about 20 years.
He hadn't taken it off in 3 days.
He finally got it.
Hopefully he has more than one. Hopefully he's got more than one.
No, that's great, because they're all maroon that I've seen. All I know is the guy hadn't taken it off in three. I come in last night. I see somebody in the bar wearing a UALR outfit. I'm like, it's freaking Ray Tucker. Looks like Al Davis in there.
Where'd you see Ray?
At the hotel. I said bar?
Not Ray.
I saw, no.
Not Ray.
He was giving some tips on how to make a good Sazerac to the bartender.
No, he was going over his starting lineups for the game. Come on, Justin, you know that. That's it.
Coach, good luck tonight. We appreciate the time.
Later, Coach. Good luck, Coach. Love you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right.
See you, Bradley.
We'll be back in just a minute. We are in New Orleans. Pat Bradley's in Atlanta. We will focus on the SEC tournament in a little bit when we come back. We've also got, hopefully Pat's going to be able to grab some folks. I'm sure there's lots of people running around, although they have sent him outside. They aren't even going to let him hang out inside the arena. But you get
Robbie Nice Schwanger just walked up.
There you go. We'll talk to him. Talking about that Arkansas matchup today with South Carolina. So stay tuned. Much more coming up from New Orleans. From Little Rock with Matty T's Smart Aleck Barbs. Pat with Robbie and others. It is Tourney Week, presented by our friends at First Security Bank. We'll be back in just a moment.